maybe I might start playing music. Oh yeah, so the point is, usually I have a 1 hour show and it'd be starting right now, but I'm still going strong and I don't know if I'm supposed to stop. Maybe I'll send this. Maybe it says Rick Deckard isn't playing anymore. Because it's two. I don't know why I said that. Where is that thing? Okay, it doesn't. I'll figure it out. Oh, wait, maybe it's there. Oh, wait, no, it's not there. This is very entertaining to listen to. But the point is that... I don't know. Oh, whoops. Close playlist? I don't know. I'll play some random song while I figure this out. Or something. I don't know. Woo! This is fun. I'm having fun. You bet I'm having fun. Where am I? Here we go. This is a good song. This is a good song. I like this. Kids like this. People like this.
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Alright, can you hear yourself?
Yeah, oh.
Alright, this is weird, because like... Oh, okay, hi everyone, so... I don't know, do I introduce you? Do you want to introduce yourself?
Hi, I'm Lucy.
Yeah, alright, it's weird, because like, I'm wearing headphones right now. And like when the microphone is on, you can't hear what's playing. So like technically you're playing. It's like I can't hear what you're saying at all. Maybe if I turn up the head. Oh, whoops, that was close. I said a bad word. Oh, by the way, you can't swear. I already told you that, but like for real, don't swear.
I won't.
Okay, you promise?
Mm-hmm.
All right, cool. All right, so yeah. Yeah, so I don't know. So, wait, did you reintroduce yourself? I was, like, focusing on not hearing you.
All right. Hi, I'm Lucy. I'm James's friend.
You're pro. You should be here, not me. You could probably... Wait, okay, so do you have any opinion on the whole Billy Joel scenario? I mean, not opinion, like, solution.
I do not.
Like, I have no idea what to do. What?
But I think it's very messed up. They're robbing you of credit.
So it's probably good that my name isn't attached to the train wreck that's been happening. But I mean, that's life.
So how long can we talk like this for? Like, don't you need to play music or?
No, we can talk for an hour.
It's up to you.
We can talk until like someone else comes in. I don't know who the next person is actually. I mean, I can look it up, but until here, I'll look at the schedule. Until late night dining with fragile hamburger and Matt DiGlibera or something. Till they come, we can do whatever we want as long as we don't swear or pretend that we're drunk or be drunk, which I'm not. What?
No, like, I can hear you speak. This is awful. So
what's awful? Wait, stop. What's awful?
No, nothing.
Stop. I'm so insecure about this. You can't joke about that.
Why?
Why? What?
Do you have an opinion on Will Ferrell?
Oh, my opinion on Will Ferrell. Oh, yeah. I don't know. That was like a bad question to ask actually, because I don't really have one. No. Wait, can you talk for a second?
Sorry, yeah.
Okay, cool. Okay, wait. Keep on talking.
Hey, well, I'm watching Step Brothers right now.
Oh, yeah. That's why. I've never seen that. That's with the guy in... What's that musical that, like, Patrick Hitchin was in and stuff? That one musical. Am I allowed to say people's names?
That's like... I don't know. He's in a billion, so that's probably narrowing it down.
The one that's like a little like risque. What is it?
Oh wait, more music played.
Blondel.
Your music is playing again.
Oh, my music is playing.
Yeah.
What music?
I don't know. We were talking, and then like I could hear us talking, and then it started playing music again.
No, it didn't.
Well, whatever. I'm listening right now.
Is it still playing music?
Yeah.
Wait, still playing music?
I could hear us talking about Will Ferrell and then it just turned to music.
Wait, but it's playing music right now?
Dude, yes.
I mean, it's not. Stop lying. Can you hear me talking? Here, wait. I'm talking right now.
I don't know
what
to tell you.
What? Just tell me what you hear.
I hear jazz music now.
Oh, what the? Oh. No, that doesn't...
You're being cut off the air.
That doesn't make... Oh, yeah, that's probably for the best.
Oh.
Do you hear jazz music anymore?
No.
Do you hear me talking?
One second. Okay, now I hear us talking again. This is so confusing. I think your listeners probably are like, what the fuck is this? Oh, shoot.
Lucy! What the heck? All right, well, I'll just leave now. Yeah. You're banned from ever being on a radio ever again.
Okay, bye.
For the record, wait, no, don't actually leave because I have nothing else to do. Oh. For the record, you didn't say a bad word, right? It was like just a word that sounds like it or something.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Yeah.
I mean, like, okay, so here's the thing. So we're not allowed to swear, but like past the like safety hour or whatever, you can play music that swears. So like children, unless like there are little kids listening right now. I'm sorry.
If so, it's past their bedtime.
Yeah, I know. You should go to bed. But like, okay, so what I'm saying though is like, so it's okay for the artists to swear, but not me.
Yeah.
Or you.
Yeah.
So like that's like, it's like insulting in a way, you know? It's like...
Mm-hmm.
Saying what they have to say, like, oh, should I be like playing like a little bit of jazz music like below this? Should I risk it? Do you
Go
think that's
that.
Possible?
Try it. Risk All right. it.
Do you have any requests for jazz music? Also, there's no reason why jazz music should have been playing. That's
you play
really
some reggae.
Weird. Reggae? Do you
no,
have
I'm any? Kidding. I don't know. Whatever.
No,
you
I'll play
you
reggae.
Want. I was kind of kidding, but like whatever you want.
Do I have any reggae on iTunes? Reggae.
I don't know, man.
How do you not know? I definitely have something.
Your listeners probably not know what's happening.
Who? What? Who doesn't know? Oh, my listeners. Right.
Yeah.
Them. Okay. You do realize it's 2:00 here and no one's listening, right?
often.
That's right. Maybe I don't have reggae. Isn't that sad?
That's so sad.
I had reggae, but then I think I got rid of it. I don't know.
If only I could forward you some of my reggae.
Yeah. The reggae that you made. Oh, I do have reggae.
Oh,
is dub okay? I mean, it's like the same thing, right?
Sure.
Here, this is a reggae song. Oh, this is an 8-minute reggae song. Is there anything better than that? Is that the dream or what?
No.
All right. Can you hear it?
Bob Marley dream.
Is that too loud? Like, I just want it in the background. I don't want it like, hey, this is a reggae with me talking. I want me talking with reggae. You know? I wonder if it, like...
I can't hear it.
You can't hear reggae?
Yeah.
Oh, I can. It's like soft. Do you think this is entertaining to one person listening? Do you think there's one person listening?
You tell who's listening to it?
What? Can I tell? What did you say?
Yeah, because... Like, can you hear or see it? How many people are listening to you?
No, that's the magical thing about radio. You never know anything. I don't get that, actually. But... Like, so, like, FM 107 or whatever. Like, or that's not a thing here, I don't think. How do they survive without FM 107? So, like, they don't know how many people are listening. Isn't that weird?
Yeah.
All right. Oh, but back to the real reason why you're on air right now. My opinion on Will Ferrell. Is that the person?
Yes.
Is that the person who you asked?
Correct.
He's okay. That's my opinion.
What's your favorite Will Ferrell movie?
I don't know if I... Oh, Zoolander. By far.
Okay.
I mean, like, does it count that he doesn't have, like, the main role?
No, it counts. Yeah.
All right. Why was yours? Is Step Brothers?
I don't know. Oh, I like Glory.
Isn't, like, a Step Brothers, like, a movie that, like, middle schoolers really like? Not to insult you. Just throwing it out
like
there. I wasn't throwing any shade. It's just an observation.
I don't know. Probably.
Do we have beef now? Is that beef?
What?
Is that beef? Do we have beef?
Yeah, it's beef.
Is beef a bad word? Is it like frowned upon?
No, beef is not a bad word.
All right, good. My French teacher said beef the other day.
You call me a middle schooler?
What? Yeah. Well, it's not my fault. I didn't call you a middle schooler. I just said you had similar taste in movies. I don't know which one's worse. I don't know. It's good. I mean, if you like Royal Tenenbaum, I mean, that's all that matters, really. So,
okay.
In my eyes.
They try saving yourself.
What? Yeah.
We have beef though now. It's permanent beef.
Okay. Good. All right.
Oh. Should I tell your listeners that I'm from Australia? Or like, I know I'm from Australia. I'm living in Australia right now.
Wow, that's crazy. That's so interesting. Also, I heard you like to kick dogs. Is that true?
I do not like to kick dogs.
Okay, but you just happen.
It happens by
you
accident
happen
sometimes.
To. Yeah, it's okay. It happens in the best of us.
It's just my clumsiness. Not
I'm pretty
dog
sure
kicking.
That was Michael Vick's same excuse. He was like, it's just clumsy.
You compare me to Michael Vick right now.
No, it's...
On the air, no less.
Whatever. I mean, on the air at 2 a.m. in the morning, so...
Yeah.
You know, it's basically like it's a private room, so we can't swear.
I was listening in.
What?
On Saturday night.
Yeah.
Nothing.
I don't know. What if like? No, just kidding. I mean, anyone who was listening probably isn't listening anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, I was supposed to give some shout outs to some people, but I don't know if I should be doing that like during music or like if I should do it now.
I think you do it in the spaces between talking. In between songs. Like right now.
Like right now?
Give a shout out.
I don't know. It doesn't feel right. I feel like the time has to hit me, you know?
Yeah, you literally gave me a shout-out in the middle of a song.
Like that, like it just like hit funny. Me, and I was like, I need to do it right now. Like okay. I'm not feeling that vibe right now, but I will be.
Maybe I should go. Oh. And you can play some music and then give multiple shout-outs in between songs, or like in the middle of songs.
Maybe. Also, though, is it still saying Rick Deckard is? Why? Yeah. I don't get it. Do you know who Rick Deckard is?
No, I assumed you did.
He's the guy. Well, no, he's the guy in Blade Runner. He's the main character. Oh. So I don't think he's a real person. So I think it's like Blade Runner, you know, like it's about robots or whatever, I guess. Or something. Mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What's that laugh for?
I don't know.
Okay. You're listening to WMFO. I honestly like don't know what to do. I feel like I need to ask someone for help, but there's no way here. I'm just in an empty room, 2 a.m. in the morning. You know?
How can we trust you to do your best?
Who? What? I'm letting down Edward, my person. I wonder if he's listening right now. What? Probably not. But Edward was my like trainee, my trainer.
For WMFO.
What?
I said this is James Cassell.
Spinning. Stop, don't say my last name. No, they don't know my last name. Oh. For the record, you said said something else. So you live in Australia, right?
I do.
What's that like? Why do they like matcha so much? Riddle me that.
Matcha.
Please tell the audience what matcha is.
Matcha is the powder that is in green tea. So it's basically a fancy way to say something is green flavored. And in Australia, public transportation is run by kangaroos.
Really?
And you just hop in their pouches and you swipe your opal card. Their nose.
So
you go.
So when you say they're run by kangaroos, you don't mean that. I was hoping that like the kangaroos were driving the buses, but that's not.
Oh, that too. I mean.
Oh, that too.
You can travel by bus or kangaroo. Right. But like no matter what, there's a kangaroo involved.
All right, that's how it should be.
And yeah, and everybody here wears a hat, like a cowboy hat, kind of like Steve Irwin hat.
Okay, rest in peace.
Someone says good day, mate. To address one another.
Very. Have you ever seen Kangaroo Jack?
Yes.
I have not.
I have.
But I do know.
I'm missing out on much.
Aren't there like so the trailer? I've heard through the grapevine, thing or two about Kangaroo Jack, and isn't it like there's like not much kangaroo action in it actually? It's like the trailer was misleading. Is that true?
I thought there was a kangaroo is
a
main character.
No, but yeah, I mean, like, it's named after the kangaroo. There's gonna be a kangaroo in there. But like, isn't like I thought like, it's like not really like a cool kangaroo with sunglasses. It's just like a kangaroo hopping around, and then it's like one scene.
I don't know.
You're the one who saw it. I don't know what I'm talking about.
I've seen it like many, many moons ago.
Oh, you should see it again. It's good. Modern American classic. Whoa, some kid just skateboarded by. So I'm very tired. It's 3. It's actually 3 a.m. This is the latest I've ever stayed up, I think. I did it all.
For
what? You don't know me. It actually might be. Like, on unsarcastically. Not sarcastically. And I don't even have anything to prove for it. Because Rick Deckard's playing. Not me, so that's cool. what else do people talk about? So what I don't get is how is what I'm doing right now any different from like, I don't know, what's like a famous radio person? Jim and Marjorie. Do you know who they are?
No.
My mom loves them. I wonder if my mom's gonna listen to this. I wonder if
how
it's
about Diane Reeves.
Ooh, classic. Is she the raspy voice one?
Uh-huh.
Can you do your best raspy voice? Your best Diane Reeves.
Diane Reem.
What?
I said I don't want to offend her.
No, she's listening too. So you have to make it authentic, if that's the right word.
No.
No,
I'm
do
not
it.
Doing this.
Because I forget what she sounds like.
Then you can look it up.
I'll look up a quick little clip. What is it? Diane Reeves?
Reem.
Oh, Reem. Diane.
Yeah.
Reem.
My dad
does an
impression of her, but...
Your dad what?
Kind of mean.
Your dad does an impression.
My dad gets a good impression. Every time he does it, my mom gets mad at him. She's like, Jonathan, stop it.
Okay. Wait. There's still reggae playing. I forgot about that. Okay, let's see here. So, Lucy, do your best Diane Reem impression.
2.2, 2.3.
No. Yeah, but now it's 2.5.
But probably by the end of this program, it's 2.6.
Am I killing you?
You never know.
Wow, that was really good, Lucy. How did you do that? I just played
Diane Reem.
No, that was all you. That was all you. And you threw in another guy in there. Ed Skowalski. Here, wait, let me figure
out. Worst.
What do you mean?
It's grown since my last...
Oh, wait, that's him again.
Yeah, it grew 13% just the last...
Her voice isn't that raspy. I thought it was raspier. Has it gotten raspier?
Yeah, I think she got surgery or something.
Oh. To make it better or got worse after the surgery?
Yeah, to make it better.
Dude, if you look at the comments of this random Diane Reem interview, the very first comment is, Diane Reem is another weak, stupid, self-hating white liberal. Too sorry for words.
Wow.
Am I allowed to say that on air?
Don't.
I didn't mean it. But then the second comment is Diane Reem, a true leader, a woman of true leaders. I think it's like a haiku or something. Because like it's spaced weird, but it doesn't match stuff. Wow, all these comments are like in haikus. Do you want me to read you another one? I mean, like what else are you going to do?
Yes.
Eric, is this plagiarism? Whatever. All credit goes to Kazi K for the thing I just said, and the self-hating white liberal one goes to A Lost Pilgrim's Journey. I don't know what that means. And Carly Poff says, Eric R. Binfold, YouTube, Mr. Innovator, we have a justice system that is unbalanced to the middle class, to the public offenders, they make a deal with all courtroom cases to the G-U-D-G-E-S, which spells judges. What I don't get is, like, so smart people listen to Diane Reem, right? That's, like, a rule of thumb.
Mm-hmm.
So why are all these comments so stupid?
I don't know. People just don't like her.
Like your dad?
No, my dad likes her. Just makes fun of her.
True. My voice is actually like starting to hurt. I think I'm starting to sound like Diane Reem. Does that mean? I don't know if I'm allowed to talk for this long. If it's like supposed to be. I don't know. When I sign. What? Oh, why? This isn't entertaining to you who is a part of it.
No.
This is your fault. Thanks. Why is it saying, Lucy, how do I figure out this Rick Deckard thing? I've been like looking at the Wikia, I've been looking at the handout, and like nothing says anything about Rick Deckard. Just doesn't, maybe I'm blaming the time change. Does that make sense?
Probably. No, that sounds legit.
Yeah, it's good enough for me. That was bad, actually. Never mind. Alright, do you have any... Don't sigh. Do you have any interesting last words before you hang up?
I'm Lucy, and this is Saturday Night Live.
Wow, that was good. It's actually Sunday morning.
Thanks.
Do your best Diane Reem's impression.
I'm Diane Reem.
Whoa, that was good. Special guest Diane Reem. Thank you for joining us. I think we were actually told not to pretend to fake people. Or like non-sarcastically do it.
Oh,
I don't know. For the record, that was not hurt. I don't know. There are a lot of rules. Not really. Just don't pretend to be drunk.
Breaking all of the rules tonight, clearly.
Yeah, Lucy, okay. You're just a rule breaker. Okay. So, bye, I guess. Thank you for joining us.
Anytime.
Have a nice... Are you back home yet? To your apartment? Or are you still exiled?
Yeah, I'm just watching Netflix.
Oh, so he's gone?
Yeah.
Okay. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Okay.
Have a good show. Bye.
Stop. It's not funny. Okay, so that was a thing that happened for quite a long time. I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing. Still haven't figured out the Rick Deckard thing. Oh, I just got your text, Lucy. Yes, you can. okay, I'll just start playing music again, and I'll just probably maybe fall asleep for a little bit, take a little nap. But first, I have to pick the songs, because that's important. When you have a radio show, you have to pick songs. So I'm gonna do that. Anyway, thank you for joining me. Thank you to my mom, who might eventually listen to this, and my dad maybe, and my sister. That's probably it. Those are probably the only people who ever hear this, so. Yeah. It's Colin, if you're listening. Or don't. Actually, probably don't. I don't know how to answer the phone. Actually, I do. I think I'm supposed to say I do know how to. But here's a song. I'm done now for a little bit. Hopefully for a long time. We'll see. Bye. Yo. I need to figure out a better way to say hi, but I'll figure that out eventually. But, and I know that song wasn't done, but I just want to inform everyone that it does not say it's playing Billy Joel anymore. So I just want everyone to take that in and just, what's the word? Revel, I guess. Revel, relish, relish it. I don't know. Just, it's a thing. That's what I'm getting at. So that's really cool. That makes me happy. So I guess I'll say, I mean, I've only played two songs. It's not like I've, it's been like 3 minutes since the last time I talked. So sorry about that. But I just couldn't contain my excitement when I saw Guy's Eyes, Song for Ariel by Panda Bear from Governor Island, 09/11/2010, spun by James, which is me. And then before that, it was The Clean. So I guess now that everything's all set and I'm feeling good, I'll give a shout out or two. So shout out to, this is so weird. I don't know if I'm supposed to like start it with a shout out to, but I'm going to, I don't know. I doesn't care. But, yeah. Oh wait, what's that? Right to, to Alyssa, who helped me figure out when 2 o'clock was. It's kind of a dumb thing to say, but and then Sagar told me to give him a shout out too, even though he's probably not listening. So here he is. Here that is. I mean, yeah, and probably other people. I mean, shout out to my mom, obviously, because I love my mom. My dad too. He's pretty cool. Just kidding. yeah. I don't know. I feel so accomplished after it says that something's playing by me, even though I did absolutely nothing. So I'm just like flying high in a friendly sky. I think that means what I think it means. But anyway, so I'm going to just probably play music for the rest of the night unless I don't know. I don't know what the what if is. If I feel like it, okay? Gosh. Right. That's what that guy said, I think. Oh, what's his name? Whatever, it doesn't matter. Okay, here's a song. Bye. Three-toed frog, eat weeds from the deepest part of the sea. Bring the trumpet from heaven and the fire from hell. Then nobody can break the spell.
What's up, buddy? Yell everything this time. You know what I'm talking about? Yellow rims, yellow big booty, yellow bones.
Yellow?
Yellow rims, yellow MPs, yellow watch, yellow charm ring chain,
yellow
living room set, lemonade Gucci shoes for my girl.
Sitting
on sixes, no 20s in my gun. Look at this motor knocking, because it is a lemon. My wife from Georgia peaches, but you look more like a lemon. These sour apple bitter bitches, I'm not fucking with them. I'm truly stupid paid, that's just how I feel today. I'm moving slow, cause Cody cereals in my lemonade. I'm standing in the shade, and I'm selling lemonade. Sixing in a pint, they're going right off in the A. Lemonade, diamond brush, they put it in your face. Lemon head, diamond earrings I wore yesterday. I'm pippin' wearing linen, that's just how I'm chillin'. I'm smoking grapes and selling chickens, Corvette painted lemon.
Scoochin'.
Lemon drop, canary yellow, lemon white, big bird yellow top, yellow polo, polo skippers white and yellow polo soft. Gucci man be popping dog, he don't got all he say he got. It's that's what lemon homie, I could supply down the 50 blocks. Yellow bow park at the top, yellow bone gon' make the drop. Flip the flop, mine off the top, then go buy me a yellow yacht.
Let's go, Jay.
Yellow carpet, woke up in the morning, fuck it, bought a yellow Aston Martin. Yellow bricks, yellow dust, yellow link, yellow tusk, yellow pills, spinning wheels, yellow wheat, we up with us. Coward ass nigga, yellow stripe, you a yellow back. AK hit your dog and you can't bring on yellow back. Yep, you should bring a 80,000, that's a yellow fact. Yellow home, mellow home, you know you a scary cat. No sleep for 2 days, so my pupils looking yellow. Five flights, six shows, quarter million on my schedule. Wrangler, that shit Gucci might. Niggas know they in trouble. Green ice, red light, caution, Gucci rock yellow.
Gucci,
Gucci.
Twilight in Boston. That's something I know about, cause I've spent many walks, lonely walks, in the twilight, all through Boston and those suburbs. Right now I'm imagining the public gardens, the public gardens by where the swan boats are, and by the entrance that goes up to Beacon Street. Now we're walking up Beacon Street through the back bay there, a few clouds, heading for Kenmore Square when it's twilight in Boston. Taking a left, going by the Fenway, by the marshland part. The little memorial by the Victory Gardens. One of my favorite parts of town, those little plots of land. And it's getting darker, mosquitoes are coming out now. Twilight in Boston, headed for the river way, headed for the Jamaica way now. Yeah, time for adventure now. Twilight in Boston. Well, it's twilight in Boston. Time for adventure.
Ah, this is called When the Springtime Comes Again. Thank you.
Yo, so I'll get the hang of that one day. But so, you know, it's wrapping up my 2 hours. It's been wild. It's been fun. It's been wild fun, I guess, is something people say. So, you know, it's 2:56. You know what that means. I have to do a PSA, I guess. Well, not I guess. I'm pumped to do one. So, here's one about organ donation. So, signing up to be an organ donor is one of the most generous things you can do, especially when you consider that a single donor can potentially save eight lives. That's eight people who won't have to spend agonizing months or years on the transplant waiting list, who will get a second chance, all because you have agreed to donate some body parts you won't be able to take with you. Anyway, to become an organ donor, register through your state agency. Locate your state registry on the organ donor website at organdonor.gov. Designate your choice to be an organ donor on your driver's license. If you do not have a driver's license, print a donor card and carry it with you. This provides your legal consent to donate organs, eyes, and tissues for transplants. Fill out your advance directives, will, and living will. Include your organ donation. These legal documents speak for you when you are not able to speak for yourself. This has been a public service announcement from WMFO Medford Tufts Educational Radio. And I guess I also have to throw in there that this is James, and you were listening to 91.5 FMO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. And I mean, like, I guess some people are going to be coming in here in a little bit to do their radio show. I don't actually know where I am anymore. It's a little late. Early, I don't know, but yeah, it's been fun. Thank you for the like two people listening, maybe. Yeah, I mean, I don't really have much to say. Hopefully next week it'll be better. I mean, next week it will be better because I won't be on the radio. It'll be someone else who. It's probably going to be fantastic, and you should definitely listen to it. But I'm every other week at 2:00. This person's cutting it close, whoever is going to be coming in here and filling my spot. But I guess I'm going to always do the random radio thing. Anyway, that's very uninteresting. So, bye. Love you. Yep. This is John Faye, by the way, in case anyone cares.